Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I hope you had the opportunity to join us this past weekend at Lewis Center. We were blessed to have Jeremy Westbrook, who is the executive director for our network of churches throughout Ohio. And he really talked to us about the power of one. And he just kind of cast a vision for us of what it would be like if each of us could reach one person in the upcoming year. Now, we've talked about over the past couple of years having somebody that you are regularly praying for, thinking about, believing God's best for, investing in their lives in whatever ways you can. And really, it's this sense biblically that we are gaining agreement with the heart of God for people, and God wants to be with them. So we're taking the opportunity to say, you know what, God, we're going to agree with you that you are after, you're chasing after the hearts of men, women, boys, girls, and we're living in agreement with that and really staying focused on at least one person throughout that. So that unifying vision really comes into focus as we're thinking about, okay, we're all gifted by God. We all have the presence of God if we are His, if we've received His salvation. And because of that, that really makes us missionaries. Missionaries to work, missionaries to home, missionaries to our neighbors in our neighborhood, missionaries in our relationships, that we're constantly and consistently looking for opportunities to make a difference in the life of someone. So as we begin a new year, next week, we're going to start a brand new series called Built to Last. And really what we're doing is we're talking in this series about taking our life down to the studs. It's the tagline for the series is called The Reframing of Our Faith. And so we're going to look at the core values of our church, these things that we believe are true about the church, no matter what, that come straight from Scripture, and how these build a foundation to make us the kinds of members of God's family that He wants. We certainly don't say everything in our core values, but we say these are the things that we believe are foundational. These are the starting blocks, really, of faith. And so I pray that you will be prayerful about the upcoming series, that you'll make it a priority to be with us, whether that's in person or online, and certainly that you would, again, in alignment with what Jeremy said, that you will be a living example of the power of one. I'm so blessed to get emails from our church family. I received one just the other day about how God used Carolyn in the life of Ping, who was recently baptized, and it was just amazing the way Ping had reached out to her home country to a friend of hers there, and her friend said, "Well, I've been praying for you, so it's no surprise to me that God's at work in your life." And then Ping was connected up with Carolyn, and from there, man, Carolyn just helped her take steps forward in her faith over and over and over again until she was baptized. And God can use you in somebody's life in that same way. So I'm going to pray that for us, and then you can have the opportunity to pray. God, I do pray that you'll make us light this year, light that shines in the darkness. And God, help us not to be overwhelmed by the needs of everybody, but help us to believe the best for somebody. Give us at least one person this year, God, that we're going to consistently invest in. And God, I pray that we will see them take steps forward in their faith. But God, even if we don't, help us know that we're doing what you've asked us to do. We are your missionaries reflecting your glory, and we'll live joyfully in the context of that. God, we're so grateful for the opportunity to make an eternal difference, to be given to something that is eternally significant. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for your Spirit. Now you take the opportunity to pray.